Welcome to this very special episode of Save the Third Podcast. Is it bad etiquette to start a podcast off with a video? Seems like shitty, like a shitty thing to do. I found a really cool video. Reddit delivered it to me. I said, you don't find shit on the internet. A billion-dollar company serves it to you.
And then we serve it to you.
So we'll describe it. Did you watch it, Nigel? John, pull it up on Nigel's screen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so it's 7.
It's an earthquake.
It's an earthquake in Myanmar.
Something.
And it's the most insane earthquake footage I have ever seen from like a security camera. So it's in front of what looks like a really nice kind of house, like a gated yard. The 7.9, and there's like a normal earthquake, but halfway into it, like a second into the earthquake, the entire right side of the screen shifts like 10 feet. Like literally everything as far as you can see. Like this is, imagine the ground shakes, it's an earthquake, and then your neighbor's house and like everything along like the line where the fault was is now 10 feet away. What? Do you see it?
Wow.
That's insane.
A power line off in the distance fell over too.
So like when I was a kid, I lived through the Northridge earthquake because my parents lived in LA.
Cool.
And that I don't remember at all. But I was going through VHS tapes. And if anybody doesn't know, the Northridge earthquake was like the earthquake.
Yeah.
It was like the... You know, maybe there have been bigger ones, but like for the time being, it's like the earthquake.
Yeah, for everybody that's still alive in California.
Right. Like, what's our JFK? Is it the Twin Towers?
Maybe.
Like, you know, what's sort of a thing? I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's like overpasses collapsed, which is crazy, right? Like a freeway overpass. But that's something we made. For the ground, the entire ground. We should put a link to the video in the description of the podcast. Did you watch it again?
Just moves.
Imagine like a neighborhood, and then like there's a line, like draw an imaginary line, and everything just moves 10 feet. You see the power line, like the power tower. What do they call those? What do they call those?
Power pole.
But it's not a pole. It's the structure.
I know.
What's it called? The power tower. It's got to be a name, right?
There is a name.
Power tower.
I like power tower.
Power tower. Like you can like the power tower moves in a way that you should never see anything that tall move. Like if there was a skyscraper, the entire skyscraper would have just moved 10 feet.
Yeah. And the bottom of it would have moved 10 feet. Mm. And then the top of it would still be, it would be like, whoop.
It would move a couple hundred feet.
Yeah. It would start like waving around.
What's the quarter circle?
Oh, yeah.
But it just made me think like, because I don't remember that. Like, you know, I was saying I found like a VHS tape, right? So my dad was like a reserve deputy, like police officer at the time. And he has VHS footage that he filmed on our home camera as he was like going around doing stuff when the whole town is like destroyed.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of apocalyptic looking. And I don't remember, but they gave out, I think like the Anheuser-Busch, the bottling facility, like they like switched to water. Maybe they always keep a water supply of canned water.
Yeah.
And they like start distributing. So it almost like turned into a third world country for like a couple of months. I mean, probably like a week was like chaos.
Yeah. So like what else happened during that earthquake? Was it like gas lines were all broken, water lines broken, power lines?
I think
fell down.
I don't know exactly, but it was fucked. It was basically you were camping. Like everyone was camping. Which like seeing from some like the video footage that my parents have, it almost was kind of nice. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Because
well, how many people died?
I have no idea. So that means it's okay to
it's
say.
It's probably not that high.
Yeah. It was like, well, there were people driving off the like collapsed overpasses and stuff like that. Because they were just driving and they didn't see that the road was gone. But it kind of reminds, how many? 57.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's, for that big of an earthquake, though, seems like totally reasonable. I don't know.
Yeah, but like as far as natural disasters go.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. I mean, like hurricanes, only a few people. maybe like 10 people die in a normal hurricane. Maybe.
But imagine like overpasses gone on active freeways.
Yeah.
Like you could totally, even just like one big overpass, you could easily have 50 people on.
Imagine you're driving on the overpass and it shifts over 10
feet.
Yeah,
10 feet.
And the cars are just kind of like still floating there.
Yeah.
And then they, I don't know.
Like,
you know, you like totally lose traction for a second.
But the kind of almost like community vibe, like the camping, like it was, I would say like a block party, but because everything was like messed up, people almost were just hanging out.
Yeah. That's how it is after a hurricane too. It's like, it's kind of fun for like the first day or two, but then when the power's not on by day, like you two like or shit. Three. Yeah.
Running out of water.
And it's humid as heck out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what that reminds me a bit of, I was just talking about the other day in, I think it was 1999 in Montreal, we had an ice storm. Called, there's like a Wikipedia page on it.
Ice, what's an ice storm?
1999 North American ice storm. 34 fatalities. It basically shut the entirety of Montreal down. So for 2 weeks, we had no power.
Whoa.
But outside was just glass. And I remember as a kid, I loved it because it was like camping with my family. But it's like my dad had a generator. So
wait,
my
it was
cousins,
cold.
Yeah.
2 weeks, no power. It was freezing.
Yes, it's freezing.
Whoa. No.
So it was actually like difficult. Whereas like, so all my cousins, so my aunt, uncle, and then my cousins, and then my grandparents all stayed with us because my dad had a generator. So we were able to at least have like a bit of power and, you know, cook things.
You were like nine.
Like have a bit of heat too.
9 or 10, probably nine.
Yeah. Oh, it was 1998 actually. So
eight,
yeah,
seven,
it was like,
eight.
I was like eight, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I remember it was fun. Like, I remember you go mm-hmm. outside. It's, I don't know if you ever see photos or videos of when, like, big freezing rain hits and, like, the trees, the branches are, like, touching the road. They're so weighed down with the ice. But that's what happened. It snaps all the branches and they hit all the power lines. So it's like, you're not even supposed to go out in certain places because you'd be driving and in certain places there'd just be live power lines on the road. And you're like, yeah, I don't want to go by that. But it took them weeks to get everything just fixed.
Yeah. What?
But as a kid, it was amazing. We were like camping. And I was like, man, if I was an adult, I'd be. We had an ice storm here last year and we lost power for like a few days. And I was like, man, if this went on for 2 weeks, I'd be so over it.
That's when we need solar.
It was kind of nice in Florida.
It's a
we,
good transition to talk about more solar.
No.
No.
There's been no updates.
No, there have.
In Florida, it would be nice to have solar for when the hurricane takes out all the utility poles.
Mm.
Oh, and, utility poles.
And your solar panels off your roof.
Yeah. Wait, is it called a utility pole?
Yeah. The power pole?
No, the utility pole's like what they put the phone stuff on, I thought.
It's kind
or
of
like
the
transformer.
Same thing. Thing. Power pole, utility pole,
or are they high power towers? Power towers.
Okay, I looked this up on Reddit, and we aren't the only ones that don't know exactly what to call them. So, like the big metal ones.
I like pylon.
I like power tower.
Power tower, dude, that's sick too.
Yeah,
though.
A utility
power
pole,
tower.
Commonly referred to as a transmission pole, telephone pole, telecommunications pole, power pole, hydro pole, telegraph pole, telegraph post.
Everything.
To me, a utility pole or a utility thing, they're usually wood. Right? They're like just those wooden things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I would say that's like kind of the bottom of the barrel description of utility pole.
I guess they do carry the power to your house. Like it's like, you know,
it's not like
final stretch power poles.
It's definitely something. No, like, yeah. I think what is the, like when you're driving on like the highway and there's like not the huge one, not the pylons, but like a normal one where it's like, what is, how many volts? Is that like, is that 30,000, 60,000?
Probably, I think like 22.
22. So I think that probably once you go
27, something like
once that. Once you go above that, then you probably start getting different power structures. But the earthquake made me think of something. And that was like your earliest memory. Cause I don't remember the Northridge earthquake. I think John, what year was that? 90? 94. So I would have been like two or three. And I don't have really any memories that I can like pinpoint. And you know where you like, you can't.
yes,
differentiate between like media and reality with your memories? Because I think I have like one memory. I have one. I don't even know if I should share this one memory. This one's pretty bad. Not that bad. It's kind of, I mean, it's funny. You know, maybe we cut it out if it's bad. It's not that bad. But like my sort of like the earliest memory I can think of is like an image of the kitchen. And I don't know if that has been like reinforced by like a photo or something, but I like, there's like something about like that liminal 1990s kitchen, like not really even like an actual thing memory, like a thing happening, but just sort of like being in the kitchen. Like, I don't know if there's like a sentience moment that happened right then.
Yeah.
And there.
Oh yeah.
We're just like,
so my question is you're describing, you remember an image.
I remember like a setting. Like there's something, I don't know how to describe it, where it's like you see a picture, and I think I'm too far away from it now, but like I can't tell if it was like a picture, and that picture just immediately just like, blah, like there was a thing like of like being in, I don't know. It was very.
How long did you live in that house for?
Maybe 4 years.
From like what ages?
Born to
four
or three, maybe.
So can you remember anything else about the house? Like if you walked through,
I remember,
like walked through it in your head.
Yeah, kind of. I think I remember like the staircase kind of felt like it was in the middle of the house next to the front door. I do have another one where I had like built like a tunnel under my bed with my crap under the bed. And like I would be like, I'd go under the bed.
Yeah.
In like kind of like, you know, a fort.
Yeah, because back then you were small enough to like fit under the bed.
Yeah. And it, you know, the room was carpeted. And I remember like hiding from my grandma or something like that. But that's because like I smashed my face when I was younger. I was like on a chair and the, like, you know, you can take chairs out of a van.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do that, but like a lot of cars, bigger utility cars, you could like take the entire like row of seats out.
Yeah.
And so we would take it out sometimes. My parents had this Astro van, like, basically kind of a more family windowless van kind of,
yeah,
know? And I was like leaning on it and it tipped over and I like face planted in the concrete, my nose disappeared, and I don't remember.
Ouch.
I don't remember that at all.
No. Okay.
Maybe it's because I hit my head really hard enough to like completely, like my nose was flat to my face, and like I've seen pictures of that, of my nose flat, but like I don't remember it.
Ah.
But I like remember the bed. Oh, you know, the one thing I do remember, this one is there's like suppositories for kids for to make them poop. What do they call
what?
It? What do you call that?
Like, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was,
man.
Like a, I remember they like,
yeah, they're like gel capsules.
Yeah. I remember they were like sticks. They were like little white sticks or something like that for if you like weren't, if you were like constipated.
Yeah.
What do they call that? I don't know if they still do that anymore. I remember that. So I think it was like some traumatic memory. I don't like explicitly remember. I just remember like not liking those things.
I remember a lot. You know, how old are you when you're in like kindergarten?
Well, 4 or 5.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember like being in kindergarten and like what the classroom looked like. I even remember the preschool.
Nothing earlier than that, though?
I remember preschool having to like sleep on mats, but just like that one memory. And then I remember nothing what the else? Playground looks like.
Really?
Yeah.
What? How does like some stuff
wait.
Stay?
Preschool, how old were you for preschool?
I don't know. I'm guessing like 3 or 4.
Is this a glycerin? Oh, I think it's maybe what's like a glycerin. It's, yeah, it's like,
but I remember a lot. I just can't place it. Like I can place those because I know that like, oh, at this, I must have been this age during this memory because it's at school, which is like a,
yeah, like
thing.
Which place it was. That's the earliest. What would that be like? Because kindergarten would be 4, I think, unless it's like pre-K.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what would be earlier because I don't have a frame of reference, but I have a lot of memories, you know, being a kid doing things.
Did I call my mom and ask?
Like hanging out under the deck, you know, imaginary friends.
It says 2.
What, preschool?
2 to 4 is like the average.
For kindergarten?
Just to remember things.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was 2. That's just what I think in my head.
What do you remember?
But what I was going to say was interesting. Well, like my memory was just in my parents' house, they had this like big black like TV stand thing. And on the side below the TV, there'd be like stuff in it. And at the time it was just like photos, like albums and stuff. And I remember my mom had it open and I walked over because she wanted me to look at a photo, probably of like me. I don't know what the photo was. But it's funny because I always view that as like my earliest memory. But as I was thinking about it now, I didn't just like only remember that. I feel like I thought stuff before I remembered that. I was thinking stuff while walking to the to see the photo, and I remember that I did have a thought, but I don't have an image for it. I only have an image for when like I saw the photo.
Right.
I also don't remember what the photo was. But it's like, so there was like a little bit of the visual, I guess, storage started a little bit after the thought storage or something.
Yeah, but it's weird because it's not like that was your first memory. It's like for some whatever reason, like that's the only thing that like stuck. Because like when you were 10, did you remember stuff when you were 2? And then when you're 20, you don't remember stuff when you're 2 anymore. Like, is that, I don't think.
Well, I think the other thing is like if I were to basically be able to make it so that you can't remember anything, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't remember anything. I guess you just have no functional memory at all. It's like, you could argue, like, do you even exist? Because you don't know, you really don't know what's going on if you can't remember anything.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to call my mom really quick. I'm going to ask
her. So I feel like it's the same thing as a kid. You're not really consolidating those memories. You're still existing, but it's like, because you can't remember it, you feel like you didn't exist then.
Hey, Mom.
Does that make sense?
Hey, William.
We're talking about our earliest memories, and one of mine was when we were living in Santa Clarita, that you guys had these like suppository sticks that to like, if I was constipated. Do you remember that?
Oh gosh, yeah, I do. Yeah, kind of vaguely.
What were those?
What were those? Well, those were just to help things slide out a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah, but what was it? Because I remember it looked like a hot glue stick.
Yeah, it was like a suppository. Bend over, stick it up.
How big was it, actually?
How long had I not pooped for?
I mean, knowing you, it was probably like, I don't know, maybe like 4 days or something.
Oh my God.
That's not so bad.
So you're saying a hot glue stick, but in reality, maybe it was a lie.
Yeah, no, that could be bad. Do you remember how big they were?
I don't, but I mean, it wasn't that big of a thing to get them in there, so it can't have been that big. Or maybe you just had a big time.
All right, thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, son.
Bye.
Thank you. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, well.
Thanks. I think there's like some
wow,
is
there like shared
a,
memory.
Yeah, is it like a is it trauma? What is the
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and you're imagining it to be a lot bigger than it was because it was probably somewhat traumatic.
Yeah, I think there's I think I remember getting my, you know what? Like
I didn't
even
like
talking
eating
about
pills.
This is now like refreshing old memories of like getting your mouth washed out with soap too.
Yeah, getting my
teeth
brushed.
Teeth brush?
Yeah.
Maybe there's something. Now I'm like remembering a thing. Hmm. And I don't even know how to describe the thing. Like some sort of asthma mask or something. It was yellow. Dude, what the fuck? Brains are weird.
Yeah. I moved. We lived in one house from 0 to 2. And then we moved into like the house that I lived in for the next like 10 or 12 years. And I kind of remember the front yard of the first house. I remember a bush. I think I remember being in a bush, and that's all I remember.
Just that.
I couldn't tell you what the inside looked like, but I can...
Of the bush or the house?
Of the house.
What the inside of the bush looked like?
Pokey and scratchy.
Yeah, there's the laxative. Wow.
Actual size, damn.
Oh, shit. It's like a highlighter.
A vape pen.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the memory? I don't know how bad this is. It's not that bad. There was a babysitter. We had a babysitter.
Okay.
I don't even know how old I would have been, like maybe 2 or 3. And I remember that she was Hispanic.
Mm.
And she asked if I wanted chocolate milk and then showed me her boob.
Whoa!
Wait, what?
That's hilarious.
And I think I said no.
Wait, were you were a victim as a kid? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Maybe she actually just thought you were, like, I don't know, hungry.
No.
No, she's just,
I think just weird.
Wait, sir, how old do you say you were again?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Think about just, let's play the game. Let's play the game. Imagine this was a male saying the same thing to you.
No, I mean, I'm not saying it's good. I think you shouldn't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's just kids being kids.
Yeah, it must probably, like, I don't even know. I don't even have a frame of reference of, like,
that's
how old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even, maybe.
Well, on the other end of that spectrum.
Wait. Can you repeat the story? I think I might have misinterpreted it.
No. I think that means you did interpret it. Yeah. Okay. So, like a babysitter, just like a girl in the neighborhood that would like watch me sometimes, and my sister.
Oh wait. So how old was she?
Like, I mean, usually, like, I can imagine this. Like, I'm trying to put myself in the mindset, and I could only imagine this being like a teenager.
Okay. Like, that's still very weird.
Middle school, high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It is very weird. I mean, I don't really remember what I remember. Other than just, I think like the reason I remember it is the fact that I was like, oh shit, chocolate milk.
Dude, you spend the next probably like 5 years of your life being like,
yeah,
really though?
I don't think I'll ever forget that. Like, I remember very little other than the like whatever. I don't know.
You probably said something at one point and your mom's like, brushed it off.
He's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like
you pointed at another Hispanic woman and you're like, she has chocolate milk. And your mom's like, yeah, okay. Yep.
Anyways, that's my youngest weird memory.
The other end of that spectrum, our babysitter was, she lived next door. It was one of my friend's older sisters. She must have been middle school or high school. And we tied her up in the basement.
Like, actually?
Yeah, with like duct tape or something. Why? They have like these structural supports that come down from
their
basement. No, our basement.
Yeah.
My basement, like down to the floor, like a metal pole that's like 4 inches around. And I don't know. I think she was like going along with it, like, oh no, like my brother and, you know, me and my brother are tying her up. And then we like, it just kept going. And
how old are you guys?
Oh, I probably like, 6 and 4.
Was she pissed?
I think
at some point freaking out.
At some point, yeah, she was like, she was mad.
Dude, kids are sort of insane. Like, I remember, like, if kids were adults, our shit would be fucked.
Yeah.
Like, if kids were the size of adults.
Oh yeah.
Or like if adults behaved like children, like there's just like all sorts of insane, almost like gang. It's like non weaponized gangs.
Kids. Oh yeah,
like kids,
if kids had guns and grenades,
it would be so bad.
Imagine every kid woke up tomorrow with a hand grenade.
Yes,
like it would be apocalyptic.
That's what it felt like.
Or a handgun.
Like, the only reason you survive childhood is because like most children are weak and they don't have access to weapons. But like the impulse control and like the violence and aggression is like off the chart.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it's not like all the time, but. There's something.
There is like a pack mentality, though, the kids have.
They're totally like just the little monkeys.
Like a pack, yeah, like a pack of wild monkeys that would just like, I don't know.
And they
steal, like
no
beat you up and steal your bananas.
Yeah.
You know, or like vandalize your shit. Like, I just, you know, I mean, I just remember the stuff we would do as a kid. Nothing horrible, but like, you're like, I would never do anything like dry ice bombs, like with our dry ice bombs in people's front yards.
Ding dong ditching people.
Ding dong ditching.
Like phone calls.
Yeah. But even like just kids on kids, like the sort of just how mean.
Ooh, oh, we had some prank that we would do. But first I just remembered the reason that we tied her up is because my dad tied my brother with duct tape to that same pole, like a cocoon.
And you're like replicating it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But our bad idea was we would pretend to hold a string on either side of the road. So when we saw a car coming, we would unspool this fake string. And then when the car got close, we would both on either side of the road, like pretend to pull it tight.
That's a classic.
And get cars to stop. And some people would get so pissed. They would like get out of their car and chase us.
What that's so silly too, because like they're in this thing that's basically unstoppable.
Yeah.
Just hit the road.
And they would see the whole point of it is you have enough time to go through this whole action. You see a car coming, right?
Yeah.
So they see you. They see you doing something in the road. They have plenty of time to stop. They mostly stop. You know, and then they would get mad.
How old were you then?
Maybe like 7, 8. We would also take duct tape and we would put like a big loop of it on the road. And we would put like those snappers, the snapper pop-it fireworks on it. So when the car hit it, they would hear a pop and then a vroom, 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 vroom.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It works really good.
That's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it reminded me of, we did that too, which is terrible. But I remember it was in my elementary school. We were building snowmen. I don't know when, this was like after a school trip, I think. So we were just building a bunch of snowmen. And then eventually someone was like, oh, we'll build one in the road. And it's funny because like there's parents around. Everyone just thought it was kind of funny. So we built a full snowman. And then this random dude, he's driving down the street. He stops his car and he goes, hey, get out of the road. He goes, do you want me to destroy the snowman? And all the kids are like, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, and the parents too were like, they're like, yeah, like, yo, he's going to do it. So the guy's like, okay, everyone back up. I'm going to run it over. He like, it's in a school zone, so he doesn't floor it, but he probably goes like
95,
at least twice the, no, he goes like probably like twice the limit of like a school zone. So he goes like pretty fast, but I just remember it just goes, bam, hits the snowman. And then he like stops pretty quickly. And you hear some parents go, ooh, he gets out. He's like, oh, my car. Dude, it's because it was like icy snow.
Yeah.
It was very heavy, and he didn't know that. And so when he hit it, it just dented his hood in. It just crushed his bumper.
Wow.
And he's just like, I don't remember. I remember him just being like, not even mad. He's like, yep, that's, I really don't know what I was expecting. He's like, the snow was really heavy, wasn't it? And then everyone's like, yeah. He's like, no one warned me. We're like, awesome. I don't know. And
I can imagine.
He's just like, well, he's like, it is what it is. And he just said, have a good day, everyone. And laughed. I'm like, the parents are like, this poor man just got like $1,000 worth of damage to his car.
It's better than like, if it had been taller and like the head like separated and like goes through
the windshield.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's where I thought it was going.
But it was just so funny. He like literally got like $1,000 worth of damage. His hood was all crumpled in. His car was messed up.
I had a friend.
Oh, poor guy.
He got in trouble for throwing water balloons at cars. And like that one was really surprising because I was like thinking to myself, you know, when that happened, that like you're really like stupid, not because you got caught, but because you're just like standing on the side of the road throwing water balloons at cars. Like, what the fuck do you think was gonna happen? Like, dude, first of all, is that even fun, throwing water balloons at cars
for a kid?
Maybe. Yeah. But like just standing on the side of the road, there's like probably middle schoolers, like late elementary school, and then like throwing a water balloon at the car. Like, what where in your head was that going? Well, like an overpass, at least it's hard for them to like get up and then come back around. But just on the side of the road?
Yeah. We did that with slingshots and paintballs.
But we did that with snowballs.
Like
everything's
snowballs feels fine, right? The paintballs.
Oh, if they're icy. But yeah, you're not really gonna like damage much.
Yeah, it was kind of, there was like a fence and then like a big grassy part and then the road. So, and we were trying to hit the cars as they drove like perpendicular to us. So we would just have to like shoot a bunch of paintballs and maybe we would hit one car.
This is making me think of just all the terrible things. This is like a rush of terrible things he did as a child.
Yeah.
I remember one time we took like the nut off of this kid's bike, off the front wheel. it was like kids didn't like him, and so they like
no. So like you basically cut his brake line, you know?
We didn't cut the brake line.
This is arguably worse than cutting the brake line.
Yeah, all I remember is we got in a bunch of trouble. And then nothing really happened.
This is good. I think everybody in the comments listening to this needs to put down like what their childhood pranks were.
What's
and
the worst
and
thing?
What, yeah, what are some bad things you've done?
What's the worst thing you ever did?
And we'll rank you guys next episode.
Yeah.
Who's the worst?
Who's the worst?
Who's getting cold for Christmas?
Shit up. I killed my family. Dumb. What the fuck?
Nigel, did you ever get in trouble for anything? Reckless?
Really?
Nigel was born with a fully developed prefrontal cortex.
Yeah.
No, I remember this is the only... So I think every kid did like dumb stuff. So like, yeah, we threw snowballs at things.
Dumb crossing into like evil though.
I'm trying to remember like... It's hard to remember, you know.
I've got one in the meantime.
But I was going to say the only time that like sticks out to me as like getting caught and getting in trouble, because like, you know, all the other times I got away, I have to think about it, the ones I got caught. But the one, this was just like a crime of opportunity. My friend, there's a local plaza near I grew up, so we'd go there all the time. But my friend and I were walking back from a further away mall, and so we stopped there to go to the bathroom. So whatever, we stopped there, go to the bathroom, and on the way out to head back to my house, we just saw like a pile of tiles.
Oh no.
And just a pile, like a stack of tiles. And my friend's like, yo, let's just smash some tiles. So we just picked up tiles and just threw them on the ground. And then I remember we had like a couple as we walked away, just threw them over our shoulders and then just kind of like jogged away.
Bad boy.
And then we went around the parking lot and we're walking through the parking lot. And I remember I don't remember if he said anything. I remember just walking and hearing something behind us. So I turn around and I don't remember what he looks like. He was like some scruffy old, like, you know, the classic, like how a scruffy old janitor looks in a show or a movie. He has like long hair and he's kind of scruffy. He grabbed both me and my friend by our collars and lifted us off the ground. I was 11 at the time.
Holy shit.
And he just like, we're on our tippy toes and he just started yelling at us.
Oh, that's funny.
He's just like screaming at us. I don't remember what he said. He's just swearing.
That must have been
that we're
scary.
Like worthless. Yeah, so I was terrified. But my friend's a fighter. I want to say, yeah, I was in high school. My friend, I think we were in grade 7. I think we were grade 7. So I was like 12. So I was like scared. I went silent. My friend, though, was a fighter and just started yelling back at him. So the guy's just swearing at us, saying all this stuff. And my friend just went full denial. He's like, he was just like, whatever, just started insulting him. But he's just like,
pervert!
He's like, get your hands
pervert!
Off me, you ugly.
Pervert!
No, he's like, get your hands off me, you ugly old man. Like, he's like, what's wrong with you? He's like, why are you touching kids? Like, just starts screaming at him. And the guy is like, you broke, like, whatever. And he's like, I don't know. He's, what are you talking about? He's like, I didn't break anything, like, you see, like, I don't know if he said see, and I was like, you ugly, like, moron. I just started screaming at the guy. And just pretending like he has no idea what he's talking about. And the guy actually let us down. And
if you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. you'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
He was like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought
plausible enough deniability.
Yeah.
The denial, actually, he like second guessed himself and just let us go. But I was just paralyzed. But my friend, he fought for us. He won.
Nigel's the...
He made the guy back down.
Fight or flight or freeze?
I guess I was freeze.
Possum.
Dude, imagine you're walking, you hear something, you turn around, and just a giant dude grabs you by your collar and lifts you up. Yeah, I didn't even know what was happening for a second.
I think Nigel's friend just took over. Nigel didn't even have a chance to react because his friend's like, I got
didn't
this.
Say anything. I literally was like, I just made that noise. I'm
my Reggie,
friend
was it?
Already just like, sorry?
Seems like a Reggie thing.
Oh, yeah.
No. My friend probably appreciates it. My friend haunts. But he,
wait, so
he's in jail now.
No.
Were these like the tiles, were they like trash or were they like meant to go, like he was just staging them because he was going to install them kind of thing?
I don't remember there being explicit, like I don't remember seeing construction, but maybe. Okay. I think he had unpacked them so he was going to use them.
Mm. Oh.
And then just smashed them on the floor.
That's funny.
But I, like, it's one of those things, like as an adult, I would be mad at the kids. But at the same time, it's like what he did was like kind of insane.
Yeah, definitely,
you know what I mean?
Unhinged.
Like grabbing two kids and just screaming at them and saying that like it was nothing productive. I remember him saying he was like, you're lucky I don't smash your faces in. And it's just like just threats and screaming. And I was like, even at the time, I was like, okay, we deserved that, but also that was kind
of
crazy.
I think that's sort of par for the course for a construction guy.
Yeah.
That's sort of like the best that they can do in that situation is...
Well, it's like we deserved it, but also as an adult, I can't even imagine just grabbing a kid and screaming like that.
It would have to be like active, like you're like pulling them off of something.
Yeah, or dragging them back to the pile and... Then saying clean this
eat
up
it.
Kind of thing.
Eat, you're gonna eat.
No,
all
yeah,
this
you're gonna eat. Yeah.
The times that I see people like treat a kid like that is like if the kid is actually like, I mean, you see some of those instances where it's like, you know, a cop or something is trying to deal with a bunch of kids and the kids are actively like punching him in the face, and you're just like, okay, well then they definitely, that's a different situation.
Yeah.
Whereas like we're just walking through a parking lot and we're accused of smashing some tiles. It's like he is ultimately escalating it because it's like my friend told me, I think if I remember now, he's like, oh, I almost swung at him. And I was like, obviously that would have been bad. But at the same time, like that's what the guy's creating, that environment.
Yeah.
When you sneak up on kids and grab them, it's not crazy that the kid's going to punch you.
Yeah. No, I would. Yeah.
Yeah. Little vicious monkeys.
And then what? You're
little
scrapping monkeys. With yeah. some kids. Yeah. Like now you're fighting with some kids in a parking lot. And guess what? You call the cops, you lose.
If you win, you're a loser. If you lose, you're a mega loser. Yeah.
Like, exactly.
Best case scenario, like, you go to jail for a little bit. Worst case scenario, you go to jail for a little bit and you got your ass kicked by kids.
Like, there's no good outcome of doing that.
That's why you always got to get, like, naked if someone's trying to fight you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to get their
especially
ass kicked
a
by
kid.
A naked guy.
a pack of naked kids.
Yeah, I've read Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
It seems real to me. Like, it's just, there's
what
like...
Was Kevin, what, I was going to say, what did Kevin get caught doing?
I think I told the story before, but it was in seventh grade. I like brought super glue to school.
Uh-oh.
And there was this kid I didn't like. And at lunchtime, I super glued his zipper shut on his backpack.
Good shit.
So it was like under the table. I sneakily like pulled it towards me, just like unloaded the entire like tube of super glue on
Kevin's
it.
Kevin's like sophisticated, like malicious child. Like, this isn't, this is like advanced. Like, I can't.
No,
I,
that's like a typical prank, right? Super no, glue.
A backpack?
I don't know.
Zipper? No, that's, this is advanced.
Thank you. I wasn't smart enough to get away with it, though.
That's fine. You came up with it and you followed through.
I think I read too much Calvin and Hobbes as a kid. You know, that seems okay. Like, but it started smoking. That's the first time I've seen that.
How many did you put on? Like a lot?
It was probably like one of those, I don't know, like a half ounce tubes, like not the tiny single use ones, maybe a little bit bigger. And like he instantly, like, I don't know, somehow knew it was me right away or something.
Was he like next to his backpack?
I think he was like maybe on the other side of the table, or he was on like the, you know, table behind me. And I think I saw it smoking and I tried to throw it back. And then he like kind of saw that. And I got in trouble for that one. I think I got like, you know, detention. My parents came. We had to like buy him a new backpack.
How old were you?
Seventh grade. So whatever that is.
12, okay. 13. Okay. Okay. You were an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think he deserved it.
Yeah.
Because I
did
never.
He do?
I don't know. I just didn't. I can't remember. I just didn't. I was never a bully, right?
Yeah.
I just had people that I didn't get along with who were also probably like we bullied each other kind of thing.
I think the worst thing I did in high school that I can think of right now is I don't know if I've shared this before, but like sending a box, like a fake sex store order to a classmate's neighbor's house.
I think I remember that.
Okay, yeah. That one, that was nefarious. That was like, I think.
But
like,
but so tell it again.
So I don't know. I think I was just, you know, getting into the Adobe suite, you know, in high school. You like, they have all this stuff installed on the computer, like learning Photoshop and all these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to exercise your skills. And so I was like, how funny would it be to make it look like somebody ordered like a box of stuff from some sex store? And then you ship it to the house right next to them. And so then the neighbor gets the package and then sees the name and then has to go deliver it. And it's like not discreetly labeled. It just like clearly says like, I think it was like the Condom Depot or something like that. just I like the idea of like the neighbor having to deliver this box.
Yeah.
And so I think that that actually happened.
That's so funny.
And I like, it was really nice too. Well, I say it's nice. Like a kid could have done it to try to make it look like a legitimate package.
Yeah. Dude, you have to find that Photoshop file somewhere.
Dude, it might be on like some hard drive.
That's
somewhere.
Hilarious. Wait, how old were you? Like high school?
Maybe 10th grade or something. Okay. So whatever that is, like 15, maybe 16. And they ended up like, they just like threw it away. They never even opened it. They just threw it away.
Yeah.
I think I even put like Mr. last name too. So it could be like, it was, and then they open it. If they had opened it, it would have had the kid's name.
Oh, you were trying to get the
classmate.
Kid.
Yeah, the classmate. Not even trying to get him in trouble, but just make like an awkward situation.
Yeah.
I think I did a good job.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's good. I also made a website in seventh grade. You know, when you could make those free websites.
Like,
I think it was like GeoCities Weebly kind of thing. And it was like, it had like a bunch of flash games on it. It had like funny pictures. And then I also put like this map. It was like a map of the world, but it was all like labeled really wrong. And I think it was labeled at the time like, this is what George Bush thinks the world
you're
looks
to, like.
Get
people to cite it for projects or something?
No, so I retitled it. This is what Mr. whatever, our principal's name, believes the world looks like. And then I also had a big red nuclear button on the page. It says, do not click this. And if you clicked on it, it went to a porn website. I remember which one too. It was 89.com.
Really?
Yeah. And somehow the school found out about it and they knew it was me. I think because I have no idea.
Because at the bottom of the website said website made by Kevin Kohler.
I think it was like my like username, which I sent it to all my friends too. So
and someone sent it to the school or something?
Yeah, something. Or their parents saw it. But yeah, like the school deputy pulled me aside. And I just remember her.
Kid, I really like your website, but
it was this like, you know, like Peggy from King of the Hill.
Oh yeah,
kind of looks like that. And then I just remember her like in my face, like hardcore pornography. And it was just like, ah.
You did way worse shit than me.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'm trying to think like the worst thing I probably did was the bicycle, like helping with the pulling the bowl off the nut off of the the forks. Because even the like the Condom Depot prank was just like weird, right? Like it's just stupid. I can't imagine that's doing anything though. Like that now. Like it's not great, but it's not the worst thing ever. It's just like,
well, I mean, it's funny if you're a kid. Well, it's awesome thing, if you're a kid. But like, now, who do you do it to?
I don't know. You know, like anybody you would do it to now would just be like weird. But like, I feel like when you're a kid, there's like no rules. You're just like living your life and doing your like. You have a thought, and then you think about, you know, for 2 seconds if it's a bad idea, and if you can't decide it's a bad idea, then you just do it, and then later you realize it was a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, I think you could still do it. You could like send that package to
Crunch Labs.
Yes. Yes. I was gonna say Niles Lab.
What?
Yeah, that wait. You know what? Wait. That's, why that's me? Funny. Who picks up your mail?
Reggie.
Well, what do you mean in terms of?
Yeah, like when a package arrives at the office, who grabs it?
We're about to find out.
Is it you? Depends. Is it ever you?
No.
Yes! Let's go!
I mean, yes, it's me every time. Without fail.
Mr. Nigel Mega Masturbator Incorporated.
They do, yeah.
Yes. I'm going to let this one cook for a hot second and then mail it. I know you'll open the package at least.
That's true.
I'm not going to tell you when, though. We got to just let this brew for like eight months.
That's a lot of...
Scheming going on.
Yeah. You don't even see the outcome.
No, that's okay, though. We'll hear about it eventually. I got a man on the inside. No, just do Mark Grober glitter bomb style where there's just a camera inside of it. John, where are we at?
45 minutes.
I think that we have done a good enough job with this podcast that we can move on to the solar conversation now.
No.
So
just get it out of your system. Just let's hear it.
So I ordered this the communication board.
Okay.
That talks between the batteries and the car. Sorry, the batteries and the inverter. And I also bought a OBD2 Bluetooth adapter for like $7 on Amazon.
Wow. And, I didn't know they sold stuff that cheap on Amazon.
Right. And an app, just a car scanning app called Car Scanner for like $5 for like a permanent license with no ads. And, oh my God, I don't know why I would ever buy an OBD2 reader that had a screen on it or like go to Harbor Freight because you can get one for like $70.
Oh, then you have to like decode it in the like instruction manual or something, right?
This app gives you everything. It's insane.
Really?
It's the coolest shit I've ever seen in my life. Like you can look at any part of your car in real time. And it will display like the mass airflow sensor.
Yeah.
If you ever like, if you were trying to fix your car or something, but like what I bought it for is to try to read the battery information.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm like, I don't know. It made me think of a thing that I have. And that is I do not use the App Store. I do not use the Google Play Store. I do not use the Apple App Store. I do not buy apps. I think the last app that I bought or downloaded even was Procreate for like $10 on my iPad. But like on my phone, I think I've paid for maybe in my life like 4 apps.
Yeah. Same about that.
Like nothing. I literally like my phone does not run software. It's like default apps or like big things. You've got, you know, just freaking car scanner, a VPN, like there's no games, no nothing. It's just utility apps. Like I don't,
yeah.
Like there is nothing
Well, because it's so polluted. The App Store is just, it's a cesspool. It's a swamp.
Shit. Like, I assume that everything is shit. Right?
Yeah,
like
it is shit. It 100%
is. Like, it's toxic to me.
Bro, I can't even download, like, a ruler app on my phone without it being infested with ads.
Yeah.
Or, like, I have to pay to unlock centimeters or something.
Some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel. Like, I remember, like, maybe I was just really shitty at computers. Not that I'm good at computers now. But, like, back in the day, you could find all sorts of free software it was mostly free, and like worst case scenario you would fuck your computer up and with a virus.
Yeah, but like, and like all the free flash games online, like those websites are turbo cancer now.
Yeah, like, and I that's how I feel about like going to the Google Play Store or App Store. Is like, you just look at it all, and it feels like landmines, where it's like I don't look at things, I'm like, oh, that looks cool. I look at things, like, even when I type something in,
yeah,
all the like sponsored posts above it, and you're like, I don't know which thing is like the thing.
Yeah,
which one's the thing? And like, I feel like I'm trying to be tricked into downloading something else, and I know that if I don't download like the official app, like, just, you know, it's basically like sorting by only like downloading things with the most reviews and the most downloads, right? Like, it's like if you download an app, like if you search like the, like, we'll just do it right now.
Okay, you know what, I had this idea, right? Apps have gotten worse. The Play Store has gotten worse over time. If there was a way to sort by oldest, you would get real high quality apps.
Yeah.
Not the trash that they have today.
Right.
And like real games to play, like on the plane kind of thing.
Yes.
Like half of the games I download now need an internet connection.
Oh yeah. To display ads.
Yeah.
I don't have any good examples now, but like sometimes, like, I guess the car scanner app was kind of like that. Maybe I should search something that I don't have installed currently, but like you search for a thing. Like, let's just say like, how do you spell Duolingo?
Compass.
Well, I want to search for like a specific thing. So if I search Duolingo there, so the first result on Duolingo is Babbel. So like, yeah, that, this is what I hate about, I don't know if you can see this. Is there anything? Like when you search for something, literally the entire ecosystem is trying to get you to click on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I was driving the other day and I like typed in, I was like searching for food, and I like selected food, and it routed me left. And I was like, no, I'm definitely supposed to go right. Where is this taking me? I had clicked an ad.
Oh my, because you click food, it quickly, like as it loads an ad.
I selected it and then it popped under my thumb. And I'm like, this literally could have taken me to like the wrong side of town.
Oh my gosh.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't
pay their money. That's all that matters.
Yeah. I do not download apps. I do, like, my phone to me is basically like an advanced calculator. And so this is like the first time in a while I just downloaded the car scanner app. But it made me think, like, if I went to Harbor Freight or Home Depot or some auto parts store, AutoZone, and bought one of those OBD2 scanners, like the shitty ones are like 40, 50 bucks. The nice ones are like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
But for 13 bucks, so like the 7 for the reader plus 5 for the app, and the app is free, just has ads and like limited features, but it was like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to pay for this. It's sick. I have something that's like orders of magnitude better.
Yeah.
Like orders of magnitude better.
And that's the thing. There's stuff on the Play Store that's, you know, worth a few dollars, but it's hard to find, number one.
I'm just so reluctant. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm so reluctant to, like, I'd rather go to the store and buy like a thing that just works and will work forever. And like, there's something about using your phone that I hate because it feels like even if it's like better, it won't last. Like the app will die, or your phone, like, it'll stop being supported by it. And then you're going to have to go, but this, like, the stupid OBD2 reader that I've had that I bought at Harbor Freight years ago, like, still works, even though it's kind of shitty.
Yeah. I don't know. I did this with my Land Rover, and I had to get a program on my computer and then run like a USB cable to the OBD2. I think it would be nice to have it on the phone.
Yeah, but then it just stops working eventually. You know, I don't know. Yeah. But like, all I'm saying is like, there's something weird. Like, there's something in my brain that feels better about buying the physical thing that works than to like buy something and then use a phone app. Like the phone app, it like actually makes everything so much like it. I just stay away. It feels toxic.
Well, there aren't many useful phone apps.
No, or if they are, they've been like inshittified.
Yeah.
What do you use? What app? What's like the most useful app that you have? What are you, Nigel? Are you apping right now?
I like on X, like What's Hunt that? And Off-Road, but I don't have that anymore.
Like even as like a app. Generic app?
Yeah, like what do you, like
I
don't really
what? Use anything.
Why? Because it's all shit?
I just don't do that yeah. much.
I don't know. I used to have like I have Radio Code.
Apps count if, oh yeah, but I feel like it doesn't count if it's like, you know, the Amazon app or something.
Like tied to like a utility?
Just, yeah, because otherwise it's like, it just, that's just, you're just trying to shop or buy something.
I have Waymo. Does that count? Airtable.
Oh, you know what I have that I like? It's Next Space Flight. It's powered by the National Science Foundation.
What do they do?
It just tells me when a rocket's going to launch and it sends me a notification.
I was wondering how you always knew that.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a weird app I have. It's just, it's tag info. It's a NFC reader.
I have NFC tools.
Yeah, it just like lets you read NFC. Like it's just a utility that like lets you access the hardware on your phone.
I have Vesk tool. Actually, see like all this right now, it says like download NFC tools, download mind map
or like WhatsApp. Updates?
Yeah, it's like updates that I have that for some reason I have to do it manually.
Oh, here's one, light meter for doing digital or for phone photography using the camera.
Yeah, that's good.
McMastercard, does that count as an obscure app that I've gotten from the App Store?
No. I use that app.
Uber, I mean, that's really like, I don't know. Like, I don't have...
Bubble level, that's good that I have.
I don't have, yeah, see, I need that. But the problem is you can't see where it is because when you level it...
Oh, an ad just popped up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, you're like inviting, like... the dirty kid from Charlie Brown into your like freshly mopped house. Are there ads on it?
Well, there was one.
You know what iPhone has?
Yeah. Why the
built in?
Why the fuck can't, is that not just like a free thing that some dude made in like 30 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. But like, I know.
Why is everything hyper monetized for these like little utilities? Like every time I 3D model some shit, I like put it online. Like I have like I made a chicken feeder that I uploaded to Printables. Like I'm just like. I like spent time doing this. I'm gonna just put it out there. I'm never gonna try to sell this shit.
See, it has a measuring app too. So let's see if I can measure the screen. So start there.
Is this iPhone or you downloaded this?
iPhone. It says 14 inches.
That's pretty cool.
It's good for like bigger things, but it's not good for something up close.
Yeah. Like it probably like is really good at medium sized things actually. Yes. Like it breaks on big things, but then it works whatever's in the lighter range. But like my plan is like I wanted to actually we can do this after the podcast. I want to see if we can read the cell voltage of either one of the Teslas, either Chelsea's, probably yours is the only one here right now.
Yeah. Okay.
So basically, plug the OBD2 in the reader, the Bluetooth reader, and then you can like read the health of the battery. I'm assuming, and then. You can use that, like, if you're looking for...
No, we can't. Sandra's going to run club.
Ah, no! Tell her to take the motorhome. Damn it. Well, shit. Because then you can tell if the battery is healthy or not before, like, buying a totaled one.
Yeah. Just rip the battery out.
Yeah, and see, otherwise you have to, like, rip the battery out and connect to it to measure. But you can just, like, I'm assuming you can just, like, plug the OBD2 in, read the state of, like, any EV battery, and then use it for your solar system.
Oh, speaking of batteries and motors and stuff,
yeah.
I was at this guy's lab last night and he was telling me, I was telling him about like, we're going big on solar right now. And he's like, I don't know. It ended up just talking, he used to work for Zero Motorcycles. Oh. And he said that those motors that come from those motorcycles would go perfect in a Taylor Dunn.
Perfect. How many horsepower? How many watts?
How many kilowatts? At the minimum, the lowest one is 57 kilowatts.
Holy shit!
And they go up to like 120 for the sport model. And they're very small too. He says they're like the size of a can of paint.
57 kilowatts?
Yep.
That's like a tenth of the power of like a high performance Tesla.
Yeah. Yeah. It would boogie. I mean, those motorcycles were pretty fast.
And how much do they weigh? Like a 20th of a Tesla?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like probably double the power density?
Yeah. The only thing that was holding those motorcycles back was the batteries.
Oh, the battery. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking the Taylor Dunn even, it's got the Li-Time 36 volt. Battery in it that I think could probably pump out like 800 amps for like a second or two. I'm assuming the current draw drops pretty quickly once you're accelerating, but like 800 amps times 36 volts, how many watts does that give us? Where'd my phone go?
Three times
in my pocket. Eight. You do it. Three. Where the hell did my phone go?
I don't know. I would say like ground.
What did I say? 800 amps. 800 amps. Yeah. I love kilowatts versus horsepower. So
like 4,000
times 42. Okay,
30
kilowatts.
I was off by a factor.
I think you could get 30 kilowatts out of that battery for about 1 second before it got really pissed off and told you and it shut itself off.
Yeah.
So if
your motor will even draw that,
the normal one won't.
No, it won't.
I was researching motors a while ago because nobody actually knows how motors work. it's fucking magic, dude. Have you ever looked into like the induction motors where it's like the stator and rotor are like you get four wires, which is what the Taylor Dunn motor is, which I was trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Like, what is this?
Okay.
And I watched this video. I think it was like a Russian professor and I am more confused. it was like, cause you can it, like normal motors. I think they tie the two together. They're in series. And so the rotor and stator are like, you can't overpower one or the other, but you can like, dude, I don't know how to describe what happens because it's not straight lines.
The coils act like magnets that repel each other.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They switch in a way.
Yeah, but you can control, if you control the current separately between them, you can like, you can do things, and I don't.
what kind of things?
I don't remember what happens. But like, if you like, there's like a whole like college class kind of style setup, like a lab setup, where okay. You can control like the current. It was like a variac. It was like two variacs. Maybe it was like three. It was like total power, rotor power, stator power. And when you would change total power, like obviously, it's what happens is it like scales linearly.
Yeah.
But when you would change the rotor and stator power. Like it would fucking do things, and it would be like high current, low speed, high, and I'm like,
oh, okay. I mean, you can do that with, there's a ton of really complicated motor control algorithms. Yeah.
I remember being very confused. I watched like a couple of videos and I was like, you know what? I don't need to know how this works. I don't really need to truly understand it. And that's okay. Sometimes you got to take that out and just keep doing what you're good at. Like, do it like if you don't need to solve a problem right now, you can just take for granted that it works and assume that someone else got, you know, they got paid to like figure this out. Because I know that we could figure any of this out, but we just have to spend all of our time doing it.
Exactly.
And I don't want
to. I'd rather just do the thing, like make the Taylor Dunn go fast.
900 miles an hour.
I don't have to write the software.
Okay. So if the Taylor Dunn right now, I think best case scenario, it was like,
Some people get as much joy writing the software to control a motor as somebody taking that motor and putting it into Taylor Dunn.
That I don't understand. I think right now, if the stupid motor chart, which we don't know how to read on the motor, is right, if it's 300 amps peak, like maximum current draw at low RPMs, is that right? That seems maybe. I don't know.
Copper's resistance goes.
And then.
When it gets hot.
Yeah, the motor chart, I mean, somebody can tell us if we're...
Well, it has to do with like, I don't know, there's like a super big load on the motor, like it's not moving.
Low speed.
So it's like the coils are always on.
It's like shorting, yeah.
I think, I don't know.
No, that's definitely what it is.
Okay.
And I think that, I think this might also have to do with this thing that the
flux
current through each coil.
Yeah.
Like the rotor versus stator. So you can, anyways,
I like three wire motors better. It's easier.
The Taylor Dunn peak draw might be like 10 kilowatts.
Yeah.
And the 15, which is like, how many horsepower is that? What's the horsepower? 750 watts. Is that right?
I say 1,000, but I think it is 750.
1,000, so like 10 horsepower. That seems too much. I think the Taylor Dunn's actually drawing like almost nothing. I think that it might be like 4 horsepower.
I think because it's geared down a lot, you don't really notice how much power it has, but it never slows down.
No.
Except when it goes up a really steep hill.
It doesn't like it, yeah. With a bunch of big boys on it.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, I think that I'm imagining like 57 kilowatts in that Taylor Dunn. And I think that you actually could probably not use too much of the existing drivetrain if you put that in there. I think you maybe could use the differential.
Yeah, definitely the differential.
Don't think you could use the like the drive belt or chain.
I think it's a chain.
Is it a chain?
I think it's a chain.
Maybe you could. No, it would, dude, it would definitely destroy the chain.
Get a bigger chain. That's easy. That's simple.
Actually, I think that it's fused at the ground because the wheels couldn't actually deliver enough
opposite force
to break the chain. I bet you could not break the chain using the wheels, which means that the 57 horsepower will actually never, you'll never propagate it to the ground. So you won't have this problem. 57 kilowatts.
Unless once you start getting up to really high speeds.
What is 57 kilowatts to horsepower? A lot.
Mm-hmm.
57 kilowatts to horsepower? Let me do the math. Just give me a second. 75.
Fuck.
Is it really? Wow,
75 horsepower in the Taylor Dunn.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it actually 75?
Yeah. Do you guess?
Oh. Yeah.
Are you serious? It's like exactly that. That's 76.4. Did he say where, does he have any of them?
No, but he said that you can usually get them for about $1,000.
Interesting. That's
crashed.
Now all of a sudden out of our, well, yeah, what about just the motor though?
Oh, I don't know. Let me check eBay right now.
Hmm. And when he says it fits, is it like physically fits or like the mechanics are like pretty easy?
The mechanics are pretty easy. They're small. You can mount them in any orientation because they're air-cooled.
Air-cooled?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
With fans?
I think it has like an impeller on the motor that sucks air in.
Holy shit.
When it runs.
That's wizard stuff. Wizard magic. Actually. Air cooling a 57 kilowatt motor?
Yeah.
With just a fan on it?
I think because it's like, it spins really fast, but it's geared down.
Oh
so, let me see. Zero motorcycle motor.
This is the problem with this stuff is it's like, it's all fun. And then you realize like the individual components start adding up. Because even like a controller to deliver 57. Oh my God. See, then you almost want the whole motorcycle probably for the batteries and the controller and the motor.
Dude, you wouldn't even believe that this is actually a...
It looks like a prank. It's like the size of the dude's boot.
It's like the size of my e-bike motor.
$1,500. Oh, controller. Is that controller and motor? Yeah, that's stupid. That's insane. Is it just a brushless motor?
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right. Well, we'll see you guys over on the Patreon extra. We're going to answer the Q&A. Do we have any good questions?
They just wait, it's, it is not. It just has fins on it.
Not even an impeller. Do you have to put a blower on it?
I think that there's, I don't know. It must have to do with when it's driving, there's air being forced over it.
Mm. We appreciate your support over on Patreon. If you would like to get unlock immediately, like over probably like 100 extra podcasts are on there for your long drive or your, what do people do when they listen to this? If you're depressed and you want more of the Safety Third podcast, there's more on Patreon. If you're not depressed, you can also give us your money and get more. If you feel sad, you can give us your money and get more podcasts. If you feel happy, give us your money, get more podcasts. If you, have two credit cards, you can make two different accounts and give us your money and you get all the same podcasts and we appreciate that.
We really do.
Every time you type a single number from your credit card in, Nigel smiles.
Exactly.
Just kidding.
What I live for.
See you guys over on Patreon.
Let's get the Patreon lights on.
Turn the Patreon lights on, John. Get a Q&A. Where do we leave off? I like the questions.